Welcome to this Wednesday, December 6th edition of Between the Lines. Democratic State Representative Josh Zepnik says he is disappointed and disturbed by Minority Leader Gordon Hintz pulling him off five legislative committees following allegations he kissed two women without their consent in 2011 and 2015. We'll get reaction from WisPolitics.com editor J.R. Ross shortly after the bottom of the hour, and we'll find out what that means for Zepnik's future in the state assembly and what other steps assembly Democratic leaders may take in the days ahead regarding Representative Zepnik, who says he doesn't plan on stepping down. The beautification effort for downtown Fond du Lac continues. The Downtown Fond du Lac Partnership issuing a call for artists. Downtown Partnership Director Amy Hansen will join us on the next segment of the show. All seventh grade students at Fond du Lac's Sabish Middle School are busy as elves this time of year, busy working to make the holidays a special time for other less fortunate children in the community. Sabish Social Studies teacher Gina Reeder will join us in the studio along with a couple of her elves to explain what this is all about coming up a little bit later on in the show. Well, the Campbellsport police chief is asking the public for help to crack down on some problems at Columbia Park that have been occurring recently. Chief Tom Dornbrook joins us on the first segment of the show. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. I saw this posted on Facebook. What's the situation? This is in the parking lot at the park?
Yes, this is Columbus Park. It's a big complex on the east side of the village. It has several ball diamonds, big pavilion. It has one parking lot. The main parking lot is blacktopped. And then there's an overflow parking lot to the south end of the park. And what's been happening is we've had some people come in there with their automobiles, and they're spinning circles in the parking lot. And then we understand that sometimes kids will be kids, but it looks like it's been going on, like they do it for 10 or 15 minutes at a time. The parking lot's rutted up pretty terrible. There's stones on the grass that'll have to be brushed off by or raked off by the DPW in the spring. And when you drive on it, it's like driving on an old washboard.
So it's not, I mean, if it happens one time, like you said, teenage kids will be teenage kids, but you think this has been a repeated act that has now starting to cause some real damage to that area?
It's causing damage. Matter of fact, I believe it was Friday, Rick Heisler, who's a village resident and is a big supporter of Columbus Park and does a lot of volunteer work down there, got some people to donate a grader, and they leveled it off. And sometime Saturday, someone went in there, and not as bad this time, but did spin a couple circles and rutted it up again.
So would this be considered an act of vandalism?
I would think so, yes. If we catch them doing it, or if we can get information and find out who did it.
Are you offering a reward? Tom, are you there?
But we will be adding restitution to the damage that was already done, and that would get up into the $1,000 or more, which would then bring it to around $1,300.
All right. Are you offering a reward?
Well, I did offer a little reward. It's actually a reward I've offered, not from the police department. It's a $50 reward, but basically what it's doing is just generating conversation.
All right.
It's another post to keep the conversation alive on Facebook. We've gone to Facebook. We'll be going to the Campbellsport News and have it in their next edition. So, and we've talked to school resource officers to see if they can gain information from us. So, we want it to stop. It's a nice park. It's frustrating. I mean, we're fortunate it's not damaged to buildings and stuff, but it still shouldn't be happening.
No. So are there any residences nearby that, you know, maybe they saw a car or heard something?
You know, and that's the difficult part, because it's on the very southeast part of our village. And there is a couple north. There is a couple apartment complexes, not big ones, only like four family ones. But otherwise, no. It's a pretty park along the river, and then there's woods and a nature walking trail. So it's isolated to a certain amount of extent.
Is this like a spillover parking lot? You mentioned the main parking lot is paved.
Yes, it is. It's mainly for when we have they have a lot of large softball tournaments, and the high school runs their cross country down there, and then both the parking lots are filled. So it's at the part of the park where it would be hard to even see from the apartments that are close by.
I see. All right. Well, I'm sure it's probably high school kids, like you said, and so they tend to talk from time to time. I would think a school resource officer would be able to get to the bottom of this in rather short order.
Yeah, our main goal is to make sure it stops. I mean, if we find the person, fine. If the publicity we're putting out there stops it, that'll be good, too.
Right. All right. When was the last time this happened?
Saturday night,
okay. And it's been going on for a little while.
Well, it happened, the first time happened about 7 to 10 days ago, and we're not sure if it happened on two or three nights, or if there were two or three vehicles down there spinning circles for a half an hour and did all the damage at one time.
Right.
And we've been doing some surveillance. We've been parking the squad car down there and in a hidden away, but the problem is we don't know what time of day it's happening. It makes it hard for us to get.
Yeah.
We got other things to be doing, too. So.
Right, you can't be out there all the time.
Right.
All right, well, hopefully it'll stop, and the kids realize that they are causing damage that can be difficult to fix.
We'll update,
clean up.
We'll update you if we resolve it.
Right. All right, very good. Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Bye now.